This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. A Subaru Canada presentation. We are your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas, your host and anchor. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline master control. Tom Ruminski returns to handle the network side of the operation. Coming up over the next hour for race fans everywhere, the TSO Talent Watch back online, where we chart the progress and development of young and up-and-coming Canadian racing talent. Red Deer Alberta's Parker Thompson is only 18, but he's already the talk of the USF 2000 Series. With wins, poles, and podiums, we get to meet this intelligent and very talented teen. The top motocross motorcycle racing series in this country, and one of the best in the world, the CMRA Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross Nationals are underway with their 2016 campaign. We line up good friend Mark Travers to set the table for us. NASCAR is running a new lower downforce package that worked pretty well in Michigan. Current Sprint Cup points leader Kevin Harvick talks about adapting to the new aero. And we get to more of your entries with the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance to grab the grand prize pack. In the race wrap, Rosberg the best at brutal Baku. Toyota loses Le Mans with 5 minutes to go, and Keselowski goes open wheel for fun. So for race fans across Canada and more than a few U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Bobby Rahal, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, it's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru with the Raceline Race Wrap. 84th, 24 hours of Le Mans Classic, the world's oldest active sports car endurance race, Le Sarthe, France. And Toyota had this, they really did. Their TSO 50 hybrid had a sizable lead in the closing laps of the 24 hours of Le Mans. But with only 5 minutes left on the clock, Kazuki Nakajima screams over the radio, "I've lost all power. It's dead stick," and that allowed Neil Johnny, the number two Porsche 919 hybrid, to zoom on past for their second win in a row at Le Sarthe, an unexpected win of the around-the-clock classic. The LMP2 win went to the Signtech Alpine Nissan. The GTE win to the Chip Ganassi 4GT, anchored by IndyCar's own Sebastian Bourdais. Formula One, well, are we done with Baku? Thank goodness and thank God we are. Nico Rosberg extended his points lead again with an easy lights-to-flag win of the European Grand Prix in a ridiculously dull and boring street course in Azerbaijan, of all places. Season win number 5 for Rosberg. Montreal winner Lewis Hamilton wrestled with bad electrics all day, could only manage a 5th. Sebastian Vettel 2nd for the second race in a row for Ferrari. The course was too narrow to allow any kind of passing or competing, and the cars kept uprooting some curbs. Complaints to Bernie Ecclestone, who got the right number of zeros on the sanctioning fee check at Baku, were met with indifferent invitations to go home if you don't like it. Ain't that mature. F1 points into Austria. Rosberg leads Mercedes, made Hamilton by 24 in drivers. Merck leads Ferrari by 81. That's in constructors, of course. NASCAR Sprint Cup, new lower downforce pack for the cup cars, drawing rave reviews. The downforce reduced to 1,500 pounds and spoilers shortened by 2.5 inches for the first time in more than a decade. Used for the first time at Michigan, where Joey Logano won his first race of the season. Current cup points leader Kevin Harvick says, as far as adapting to the new aero, you just jump in, run it, and learn.
It's important to really try and learn exactly what this particular aero package is going to race like, how you drive the cars and the things that the car does and doesn't like. And you start to see trends, you know, setup-wise that are going to lead you down this road.
Teams were out learning this new package this past week, testing at Kentucky. NASCAR Xfinity Series at Iowa. Sam Hornish prevails there. Trucks were there, too. Where William Byron wins his second race in a row. A very solid 3rd this time for Canada's Cameron Haley in Sportsnet 960 Calgary Country. NASCAR Pinty Series, Sunset Speedway Stroud. Alex Taglioni lapped the entire field to win this thing last year. A little tougher this time. He had to hold back young Caden Lapcevich on a restart with 33 laps to go for his 3rd series win. Lapcevich 2nd for his career best finish, with Larry Jackson 3rd for his first career podium. Lots of firsts in the series. That's very good to see. IndyCars, Brad Keselowski jumped into Simon Pagenaud's team Penske Chevrolet IndyCar for a brief toot for fun at the recent Road America test. Brad says Penske Racing Prez Tim Cindric knew he just wanted to try an IndyCar to expand his knowledge base. So, okay, he strapped in for a few laps.
You have to build confidence in it because the stock car does everything it can to wreck your confidence. In IndyCar, it's important to have confidence. So you have to kind of unlearn everything you learn in a stock car to be good in these cars. And that's a heck of a process, but a fun one.
This is not the first IndyCar-NASCAR crossover, of course. No. Kurt Busch finished sixth in his first Indy 500 for Michael Andretti. That was 2 years ago. Ganassi Racing's Jamie McMurray, Scott Dixon swapped their cars for fun in 2011. NHRA drag racing busy at Bristol, Tennessee. Your winners, Sean Langdon in Top Fuel. Tommy Johnson Jr. in Funny Car. Jason Line took the Wally in Pro Stock. The Rally News is a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Well, the FIA is going to investigate the way Rally of Portugal organizers handled Hayden Padden's fiery crash. You see, the stage still ran while Patton's Hyundai burned just off the road. The only red flagged it when Ott Tanak crashed his Ford Fiesta in the same place and landed in the middle of the blaze. Nobody was hurt in the conflagration, that's the main thing, but Tanak was obviously furious, and rightly so. There was no warning that there was a car on fire just off the course. Well, the clerk of the course defended his decision not to close the stage because he said nobody needed medical assistance and the road wasn't blocked. Okay, it's a fire. You need to treat it a little differently than that, I think. Bikes, reigning World MotoGP champ Jorge Lorenzo knows he has to work with Yamaha to improve his form in low grip conditions. Well, yeah. Isn't that a sorry situation for most? Lorenzo has struggled in three of his last seven rounds, each time when the conditions have offered little in the way of grip. Following his second DNF of the season, Lorenzo relinquished the series points lead to Honda's Marc Marquez, who is currently ahead by 10 thin points. Coming up on our second guest segment, staying up on two wheels, Canadian Nationals Motocross Championship Series TV host Mark Travers, good guy, talks about the launch of the 2016 season. Faces in the pits include former Raceline Radio guest Canada's Garrett Grist of Grimsby. Found himself a ride in Indy Lights. He joins Team Pelfrey, starting at Road America, runs for the remainder of the season. That includes, of course, Toronto. Grist has been competing in the Pro Mazda Championship for the past couple of years and recorded 5 wins and 30 top 10 finishes. RacingNorth.ca, Stephanie Walcraft checking in. Delighted, she says, to announce the addition of veteran motorsport reporter and longtime Hamilton Spectator scribe Tim Miller to their roster of contributors. Miller brings one of the strongest resumes in the sport, particularly when you're talking about short track racing, an area where his expertise will help Racing North expand their coverage immensely. It's true. Click RacingNorth.ca over the coming weeks to see more from Tim, their entire team, as well as they spread the word about Canadian motorsport at home and around the world. Nice hire there, Steph. Tim and I go back a long, long way in this game. He's one of the good guys. And big thanks to veteran Western New York motorsport scribe Dave Roberts for asking yours truly to sit in on his monthly motorsport panel on the Sports Magazine show on Time Warner Lockport Cable, Lockport, New York, this past week. Sharing the chairs with Larry Ott, motorsport writer from the Buffalo News, area auto beat reporter Dave Sully as well. They wanted the latest update on the Canadian Motor Speedway development just across the river in Fort Erie, and as the CMS media consultant, happy to oblige. We also talked about the future of other tracks and other events like Cayuga Speedway and where they hope to stage the new Super Dirt Week. Lockport Cable, I'm told, has a website where you can watch show replays if you are indeed so inclined, and we hope you are. And that's it for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, opinions, comments are always encouraged. Share your ideas, thoughts, and opinions with your fellow fans across the network because your comments could win you the grand prize. In our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, we get to a few more of your emails, entries, and comments after a little while. All right, Lisa, pit stop time. It is. But once back to full throttle, and the lights are on again. The Tissot Talent Watch. An 18-year-old Canadian USF 2000 whiz kid, Parker Thompson, and inside the Canadian Motocross Nationals with Mark Travers. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for performance drive today, tomorrow, any day you can squeeze it in. That's fine with us. Along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Ron Fellows, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas with ya. Welcome to my job. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. Show guest schedules, a list of network affiliates, and broadcast times are all there for you. You can also follow us on Twitter, if you like, at ET Raceline. Once Tiso Swiss Watches jumps back aboard the network for the summer, it also triggers one of my favorite features, the Tiso Talent Watch. Yeah, it's a play on words, but also valuable as we chart the progress of young, up-and-coming Canadian racing talent. Our first guest is the hottest prospect for greatness, nailing down dazzling results, wins, poles, and lots of podiums to turn lots of heads. On the TSO Talent Watch, let's meet from Red Deer, Alberta, in Sportsnet 960, the fan coverage, Parker Thompson on Raceline Radio. Where did the pull to racing originally come from?
That's a great question, Eric. So I did start out playing hockey, as almost every Canadian kid does.
Right.
The love wasn't there. My dad raced jet boats. So when I was growing up, I got to watch him race jet boats on the river, and that's where I kind of found my passion for loud things that went fast. And from there, we got set up into karts. We started on four wheels and just stuck with it.
In 2012, you're the first ever North American to make it to the podium in the Junior Rotax category at the Rotax Max Challenge Grand Finals, a mouthful, in Portugal, but very important. You were ranked third in the world. Was it that accomplishment, perhaps, that convinced you and your family that racing was the right pursuit for you?
We kind of knew that racing is probably going to end up, hopefully, to be a career for myself.
Right.
But at that moment, kind of all the hard work paid off, obviously, to be the first North American in the junior category to get ranked on the podium third in the world was a huge accomplishment. And that's kind of what accelerated my career to what it is now.
Parker Thompson, USF 2000 Series stand-up with Cape Motorsports on the Tiso Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. When you turned 14, you moved to Italy to race in Europe full-time with the Energy Course Factory team. When kids do that, they're normally aiming at Formula One. Was that in your plan, or did you have an open mind?
You know, I've had a pretty open mind since the inception of my career.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't come from a whole lot of money, and to get to F1, you definitely need something
more
than just talent. We kind of all know that F1 is definitely a business. So looking at it at a realistic approach, I was looking at it, if I could get paid to drive a car around a racetrack, I would be more than happy. It doesn't matter what that car is, and that's kind of the outlook I've had on racing, and that's to this day kind of what I've brought.
From Red Deer, Alberta, 18-year-old Parker Thompson on Raceline Radio. You signed with championship-winning Cape Motorsports with Wayne Taylor Racing. Well, that's pretty good credentials. Cape Motorsports has won the USF 2000 Championship, 5 years in a row? You'll be looking to do the same with you. So far, you've qualified on the front row for every race so far this season. 3 wins, twice at Barber, once at the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, 3 poles, 5 podiums. Holy cow, these numbers are impressive. Thompson, what are you doing?
Yeah, we've had a great career or a great season so far. But obviously, the war is only half over. We've still got half the championship left to go here in the summer leg. So we'll be looking to kind of do the same. I think we're coming up on some strong tracks for myself.
And you got to be looking forward to racing on home soil. It's not exactly the home province, but racing in Toronto with the Indy in the middle of July has got to be a highlight on your schedule.
Oh, 100%. So much support coming from Eastern Canada and particularly Toronto. So we're going to have probably about 20 to 25 people come out for that event. All Canadians that are supporting my career and a few sponsors out to that event. So it's it should be a pretty exciting event. And I think we've got a great car on street courses, honestly. I think I like street courses a lot, particularly Toronto, the beautiful track.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be in for some good results.
Yeah, we'll look forward to having you guest with us trackside if the schedules work out. I ask every young driver this question. Was there a big awakening somewhere, sometime, Parker, a light bulb moment where you went, aha, this is what I need to do to get to the front, stay there, and win regularly? Or was it a gradual progression of learning?
This year, working with the Cape Motorsports guys, I've really realized the importance of an engineer and the importance of driver feedback.
There you are.
In that car setup.
Yep.
There is the 50% of the equation that isn't up to the driver. There is the car that comes in that you have to have a good car that's set up to your style of driving in order to perform. And I think that's definitely the piece of the puzzle that's clicked this year is that we've developed a car around myself that is really just really suited to my style and I can drive it hard. And that's, I think, part of the reason why we're being so successful.
Do you have a racing hero?
You know what? My current racing hero is honestly James Hinchcliffe. And the reason being is, what he's done with his career and how he conducts himself in the sport, I think, is second to none.
I agree. You had to juggle things around to schedule the interview because you were into exams, graduation year from high school. The education part of the development is critical, isn't it? Because you need to have that to fall back on just in case the racing thing doesn't pan out, but also to understand the business side of the sport, right?
100%. So when I got into racing in grade three, that was kind of one of the deals my dad made with me.
There you go.
The cart gets parked until the grades come up to where they need to be, and that was a big deal. So since grade three all the way through grade 12, I just graduated now, I haven't had a grade that started racing below 90%.
Good for you.
That's about an A for the Americans listening. So definitely schooling is pretty important in the Thompson household. That's one of the main reasons why I got the opportunity to race with schooling, and that's continued to be a pretty strong value in our household.
Well, sounds like you got things handled. Parker, delighted with these few minutes on the TSO Talent Watch. I know fans across the Raceline Radio Network across the country have enjoyed getting to know you better as well. We'll stay in touch as we chart your progress on Raceline, and best of luck, and keep those great runs coming. We'll see you in Toronto.
Oh, thank you very much, Eric, and looking forward to meeting you.
There is Red Deer Alberta's Parker Thompson on the TSO Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. You recall a few weeks back, Inside Track's James Nielsen mentioned Parker as one of the bright new Canadian lights in this sport, and the lad is a mere 18, so the future prospects are very promising indeed. Very impressed by his eloquence and his talent. All right, Lisa, let's tick off another pit stop before we get into another round of the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then some motocross madness with Canadian Nationals TV host Mark Travers. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. We are Canada's national radio motorsport authority, don't you know? I'm Eric Thomas. Great to have you with us. Sample some opinion and, yeah, maybe some offbeat racing things with my Thomas Tales blog and the Canadian Motor Speedway website and my Thomas Tales columns in Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. Here we go again with our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. Your chance to win the grand prize pack. As grand as that is, we ask you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answer to those cues in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the good old break drum for the official draw to win the prize pack. It's that simple. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season. That's in November. And the winner claims the prize pack loaded up with all kinds of good stuff from Subaru and our buddies there. I am going to hold the question over for a little while longer. Just because I can. You need to answer it to qualify to win the prize pack. Subaru's high... Here's the question. Subaru's high-performance models, engineered strong but lightweight for maximum performance. We all know that. But here you need to do is give me the weight in pounds of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe automobile equipped with a standard or manual transmission or a stick shift. Doesn't matter what terminology you use. The BRZ Sports Coupe, how much does it weigh in pounds when it's equipped with a standard or a manual transmission or a stick shift, okay? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca, Eric at racelineradio.ca, to get your email into us. You spell Eric with a capital E and a small K. You never put a space between Raceline and Radio unless you want it to bounce, and who wants that to happen? So let us now go to the mailbag and see what we have here. Franco Sacchetti, who listens, I hope that's right. If it's not Franco, I apologize. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Toronto listener. He guesses... Oh, boy, 2,765 pounds. Not quite. You're very close, but you're in the neighborhood, boy. If it had teeth, it would bite you for sure. Franco, you are more than welcome to try and answer it again. You're almost there, but I got to have it exact. And as I said, I talked to Julie Lyshack at Subaru. It's all legal beagle. I mean, this is right out of the BRZ brochure that comes right from Fuji Heavy Industries. It is the exact weight of that car with a standard transmission or a stick shift, whatever you want to call it. Paul Anton, Dearborn Heights, Michigan, has an answer for the trivia question. I'm going to do that first because he has a long missive because I asked for some opinions on how they thought the Detroit Grand Prix went on Belle Isle for the IndyCars. And Mr. Anton from Dearborn Heights, who listens on AM 800 CKLW, came in with a nice little review here. But he wants to enter the trivia contest, and I want to do that first here because... You can get this. The answer is correct, and you can nail it right on. He says the 2016 Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe with a manual transmission, as noted on the Subaru website, as well as Car and Driver magazine on their site. So there you are. Is a curb weight of, and he's got it correct. Ding, ding. Right on. Can't be a pound high or a pound low. We don't have many rules on this here contest, but I'll tell you, I need you to get that right on. I mean, there's a lot of different weight. I don't know whether they're just guesses or whatever it is, or whether it's car reviews or what have you, but folks are entering, and that's great, and love to hear from you, but you got to get this thing right on, whether you're reading reviews of the car or not. Anyway, Paul Anton wants to say, I love your show every Sunday night on Windsor Powerhouse, AM 800 CKLW. On your June 5th show, you would appreciate, you said, receiving comments about the just-completed Detroit Grand Prix IndyCar weekend. I attended all 3 days ET, and I found the Penske touch to be everywhere. Yep, you know what? Same thing the last time I was there. I noted that as well. A clean, efficient, first-class venue that a driver's wishing that Penske was involved in other racing venues, especially for the IndyCar series. Volunteers were pleasant. Yep, still are. Helpful and knowledgeable. And made sure all the fans received all the information they need, like where they can find this and where they can find that. Another group of workers constantly on the move with scoops and brooms, just like Disneyland or Disney World, to keep the venue free of litter. City of Windsor sponsored the media center in the Penske's restored casino building where all the media folk do their work. Canadian flags in some of the grandstands over the entire weekend. The attendance was about 95,000 people or so, and the state park looked fantastic. As usual, the races were exciting for the spectators. It appeared to me that all went home with great memories of the day's events. And that's good, and that's great, because you always want to have good, you know, moments and good memories of an event. And when Roger Penske is behind something, that usually means that it's probably top drawer. I remember the first time I went there and covering it, of course, for Raceline Radio and for CKLW. I mean, I was impressed. I mean, as soon as you got off that bus or the shuttles that came from Windsor, wherever you came from, the staff was friendly. They were knowledgeable. They said, where's your grandstand? Where's your ticket? Well, it's just over here. Go down this path and turn left, and you're right there. And they were all like that, and it was phenomenal. So thank you so much for the report. Let's have your entries. Let's have your commentary. The question, give me the weight in pounds of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe equipped with a standard or manual transmission or a stick shift, okay? The BRZ Sports Coupe, how much does it weigh in pounds? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your email. Eric spelt with a capital E and a small K. Let us do another pit stop here, Lisa. Then some rap with Mark Travers with the Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross Nationals. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bourdais, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority for 24 consecutive seasons. Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network presented by Subaru. Eric Thomas, Lisa Bileski, our Supreme Commander and Raceline Master Control. Tom Ruminski handling the network end of this thing this week. We have the Grand Prix road racing style of motorcycle racing covered and have since the beginning of this program with Canadian Superbike and World MotoGP and even some AMA, but we must not ignore the healthiest arm of the sport in Canada, and that happens to be motocross. Top series in the nation, one of the top scrambles on the planet, is the Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross Nationals that run top flight events every summer from British Columbia to Nova Scotia, featuring some of the best riders in the world. The man who hosts their TV package is a very good friend of ours, so let's bring him up to talk about the start of the 2016 season. Mark Travers is with us on Raceline Radio. Mark, great to have you on with us. I think the last time you and I saw each other, we were sharing a stage playing and singing tunes with the world-famous Van Deveren's band, Canada's premier cover band, and it's always a pleasure to sit in with you guys on the music side of things.
Well, thanks very much for not only your time on Raceline Radio, Eric, but also sharing the stage, of course. What's better, racing or rock and roll? I don't know. That's you got to juggle that act.
It's a good cross.
So, yeah, excellent. Glad to be on, and the season's underway, we're pretty pumped.
Been a while since we focused, Mark, on the motocross form of motorcycle racing. Do we accurately call the Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross Nationals, or simply the Canadian Nationals, as some call it, the top Canadian motocross series in the country?
Oh, without a doubt. As a matter of fact, the Canadian Championships right now, I would say, are probably regarded as the third best motocross series in the world.
Wow.
And good. That's an interesting fact because, you know, it's taken a while, obviously, for the Canadian series to develop to this level. And what it means is that the racers that are participating in the series are world-class riders. And that's what has to happen. You have to get those guys into the series, get them racing in order for that level to get there. So when you look at the names that are racing right now, they're names that you would see down in the AMA racing in the States or in the GPs. So that's the kind of stuff that we're looking at right now, and it's working.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about some of those drivers you're mentioning here. Mark Travers, TV host, the CMRA sanctioned Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross National Series presented by Motovan. It's truly a national schedule. What 10 events from BC through Alberta, Saskatchewan, Ontario, and Quebec, and a new venue for you this year in Truro, Nova Scotia, from June through August. You've got the Tundra pretty much covered, don't you?
The interesting thing about the Rockstar Nationals is that it is Canada's only action sports series. Of course, motocross racing is considered a form of racing, there's no doubt about it, but it's also an action sport, as we all know. Coast-to-coast action sports series with two new venues, one old that has become new, and, of course, back in Truro. The soil down there, Eric, oh, my goodness, wait till you see it. It's it's rich.
Yeah, and you need that. You do. And let's talk about some of the attraction of the best moto riders in Canada, North America, and even around the world, returning for 2016 to defend his MX1 title. Pro motocross and supercross rider, American Matt Gourke, I think I've got his last name right, aboard the Yamaha, looking to win his third MX1 title in Canada this year.
That's it. And the cool thing about Matt Gourke is how you say
Gourke.
It.
Funny. Gourke, yeah.
His grandma says Gourke, that's what she's going to say is Gourke.
Then it's Gourke.
Actually, as you say, yeah, gunning for his third Canadian MX1 championship and won his second one last year aboard the Rockstar Yamaha. Just a fantastic rider. The kind of guy that is very understated when you meet him. I'm going to say he's meek in a way. When you get him out on the track, he is
an animal.
Just an animal. He has so much resolve, so much attack.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I notice about these guys is they use so much strategy in their racing. It's not just about getting out on the track and, you know, pinning it as hard as they can from the gate drop to the checkered flag. I mean, it's about that because it's about being fast. But strategy is the name of the game. And that's the one thing that I noticed from these top guys, Matt Gourke, Colton Fasciotti, Canadian champion.
Yeah.
Those guys just use so much strategy. It's amazing.
Mark Travers is the TV host, the CMRA-sanctioned Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross National Series presented by Motovan. Talk about Colton, Colt 45 as he's called, and you've got Brett Metcalf from Australia, then, of course, U.S. Supercross winner Davey Millsaps. You've got, as you said off the top here, Mark, you've got great riders in the series.
We sure have. Mark Stallybrass, who is the owner and the president of the series, has done a really good job of getting together and putting big riders, big names out on the track. Obviously, it's the teams, the factory teams in Canada that are bringing these guys up. But when you think about names like Davey Millsaps is an outdoor and supercross champion in the United States. He's been injured, and this is the perfect place for him to come back, get his groove back on, and get himself ready for the next supercross series, which is what these guys are doing. These guys are top-level motocrossers. And they're all battling, in theory, against the top Canadian, which is Colton Fasciotti, who just missed the championship last year and won it the previous year. So,
tell us about some new faces coming in. I mean, you've got great competition right now, but you're always on the lookout for hot rookies.
We are, and the bright young stars in Canadian motocross are showing in that MX2 class, as we were talking about. It's interesting, the way the MX2 class moves from year to year, you see a lot of changes and a lot of face changes. Some of the teams like to bring in a hot American to try and get up there and win that class, but
right.
This year, Cole Thompson, who is an amazing rider from just outside of Sarnia, Ontario, dropped down from the MX1 class into the MX2 class, and he is the boss dog. But we also have Sean Moffenbauer, who's an experienced MX2 pilot who's sitting in second place. And then you've got two young Canadian pilots, Dylan Wright, who is from the Ottawa area, and another rider from Jess Pettis, who's from Prince George, B.C., who all have been showing some amazing resolve in that class and some dynamite speed. So that's what it's all about. It's about developing young riders.
That's it, yeah.
And in the MX2 class, that's where those young Canadians can really show their wares.
Your media coverage, a new partnership with Connex to Share, the app that allows fans to follow all 10 rounds. Talk about your television. Our old pals at Hills Video Productions are behind that. Where can fans see these races?
Well, that's a good point, Eric. This is the first year that we've actually been able to live stream our races. So we're getting
nice.
Full TV production out through Connects to Share. They're the vehicle for streaming. And we're marrying that with the call at the track. So we've got a full stream, live stream all day starting at 11:45 on race day. And you're going to get to see every single moto, its entirety, plus the podium.
Nice.
And the nice thing about Connects to Share is that it's an app for your phone, so you can watch it anywhere. Once you have that app downloaded onto your phone, you can also watch it on their website by logging in. So there's all kinds of opportunities to watch the races live. And then we're putting our package together for TV, which is on Fox Sports Racing.
Right. Now,
Fox Sports Racing is the broadcaster in Canada. It's a Fox Sports channel in Canada that also shows the Supercross. So most of the motocross and Supercross fans in this country know where to go to see the Canadian series.
Let me ask you an overseeing question here as we get down to the bottom of our time here. You know, we cover Grand Prix motorcycle racing with the Canadian Superbike. We do some AMA stuff. We certainly cover World MotoGP. What's the health of the motocross category in this sport in this country in North America? I mean, it's you seem to have great competition, great riders. What's the health of this arm of the sport, Mark?
Well, I think the sport in terms of, if you look at it globally, has never been healthier.
Good.
To be honest with you. I do think that that's the case, especially when you think about how strong it is in the United States. And a lot of that has to do with the way that they've developed the Supercross racing and made it a real event. It has become what most would consider like an NFL type of a situation where people look forward on Saturday night to watching Supercross racing,
right,
and that's what they need. So Supercross is really the dominant force, and then motocross during the summer, when you think about it, the international series with the GPs and the AMAs, it's big. In Canada, you know, you think about where road racing is in Canada, it's not at the same level in terms of the amount of money that's spent by the teams and the coverage across the country in terms of the series.
Right.
Motocross is ahead. So in Canada, motocross is the dominant motorcycle race series right now.
Good to hear it, yeah.
And that's good for us. It's good business.
Sure it is.
I mean, we like all kinds of motorcycle racing. And, you know, you think about great road racers like Jordan Zoke and
absolutely.
Going back and Crevier and those guys.
Yes, indeed.
There's a great history with that sport, too. So we want to see that one continue because motorcycle sales in Canada are important not only to the manufacturers but also to the industry.
That's a great point about sales. And, of course, those guys you mentioned, Zoke and Crevier, we've had them on the show quite a few times before. The website, Mark, talk about that for a second for more Nationals information.
Yeah, it's easy to get to. It's just mxnationals.ca. They've got all the results on there. We've got all the past races from 2014, 2015, and then also all the Connects to Share info about where to go, how to log on, how to get that app on your phone. It's the best way to stay connected. And also there's the CMRC MX Facebook page, which is just loaded with dynamite content.
Good.
After the races, before the races, and during the races as well.
Well, just splendid, Mark, to get you on Raceline Radio across the country and an update on the CMRA-sanctioned Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross National Series presented by Motovan underway for 2016. Long overdue, as I said. Let's do it again, and certainly as we crown the series champion in August, let's see if we can't get back together with the band to do some more tunage.
You got it, Eric, and thank you so much for your time. Love the show, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
There's the TV host and all-around fired-up good guy, Will Ambassador for the Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross Nationals, Mr. Mark Travers on Raceline Radio. The Hills Video Produced shows are simply excellent. If you're not already, make sure you find them and watch. Great stuff, to be sure. All right, Lisa, let's arrange that final pit stop, then we'll come back and set up next week's show and a few more things besides on the last lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is AJ Allmendinger, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand, absolutely free.
Thomas. It's Raceline across Canada on the good old Raceline Radio Network. White flag is aloft. So we're on the last lap. So here's what we have planned for next week on the blackboard. Finishing off the month of June, just a few weeks away now from the only Canadian IndyCar romp on the schedule, the Honda Indy Toronto, meeting the new president of the Roar by the Shore, Jeff Atkinson, on the start of the track build. Tanner Robinson from Niagara Partners Ransomville Speedway pumps up her big Rush late model show coming up very quickly, plus a few more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Normus, Raceline thank yous to Parker Thompson, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Mark Travers. Thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Valesky and Tom Ruminski for ops and pre- and post-production, and to our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.